mind. Never saved a soul, they never changed reality. You had to die for me, cause I'm only human. Try so hard and still get lost.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is the recording date of Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. So as we try to go into some of these Sunday school lessons, the youth and the babies need to know in Africa there is no division between religion and science. This basic teaching is where the modern day scientists have gotten their information, which they use to teach theory of relativity, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the teaching on the atoms, A-T-O-M-S. Now, Dr. Gabrielle Oyibo, nominated for peace, the Nobel Prize in physics, saw that the common reality between the theory of relativity or Big Bang, that the Big Bang theory and the word of God created the heavens and the earth, that phrase, and watery waves of noon were the waves reality. The God Almighty grand unified theorem sees the common reality in the three teachings being descriptive of the same reality. When you listen to them say Big Bang theory, a bang sound creates sound waves, light, fire, light waves. The word of God created, that's word. Rastafari say word is sound, is power. The word is sound waves. Light and sound coming from the word of the Most High, creating waves. And then the ancient Africans said watery waves of noon. Watery waves. So that wave reality is common. No need for religion and science to argue. One reality. These three descriptions are describing the same reality. The ancient African Hebrews brought forth the watery waves of noon and reproduced that reality in scripture. When you study Genesis and all of those words, you see all of these forces. You see noon and nonet. You see ha and hahet. You see kuk and kaket. You see amun and amanet. You see all of that when you study the definitions of the words in the African Hebrew language. So the theory of relativity is not a theory anymore. We understand that it is the common reality of the watery waves of noon, the waters of noon, hydrogen, fire, plasma, spiritual waters. Unite the whole of the universe, making us all related as we all come from that fiery, watery reality. Furthermore, for the babies and the youth who go into biology class, when they begin to work on frogs and snakes and study biology, Atum called forth those realities, noon, nonet, ha, hahet, kuk, kaket, amun, amonet. And those realities were called forth while yet inside those waters of noon. Remember that water is seed of life, germ of life called sperm, eternal force of life and energy in the water. And also in that water were snakes and frogs. See, this is teaching us that the biology of human beings and the biology of snakes and frogs have a common reality, which is why today in school, the babies and the youth and the teenagers and the young people, when they want to study human biology, they get a frog, they get a snake, because our biologies are so similar. The Africans were teaching us that by saying that the frogs and the snakes are in that waters of noon, and we as human beings come out of that same water. Teach the babies. Because they are going to be they who bring in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. The scientists say that the atom, A-T-O-M, reflects the universe, and the universe reflects the atom. The power in the universe reflected in the power of the atom. That atom, that most infinitesimally small particle within itself held the great expansive reality of the universe. We say the same of Adam, male and female. Genesis chapter 5, Adam is male and female, and every Adam, every male and female are made from the same that of the same substance of that which is constructed from the atom. In other words, the atom and the universe related. The universe comes out of the atom. When you look at the universe, you are looking at the atoms, the reality of atoms. The human being is the same. When you see the universe, the universe is the great macro universe. Every human being is a universe, a micro universe. The power of the universe is in every human being. And every human being is a Christ spirit and soul energy in human flesh. So when we speak of the atom, A-T-U-M, we're speaking of atoms, A-T-O-M-S. And we're speaking of Adam, A-D-A-M, male and female. And we're speaking of Christ, spirit, soul, energy in human flesh. That same power, force, energy is alive within us to bring order out of turbulence and chaos. Now this lesson, December 29, Jesus is presented in the temple, Luke chapter 2. Remember, the angels of the Most High come out of the universe, speak to the shepherds. The shepherds really represent all leadership, are supposed to be shepherds, guarding and feeding the flock, protecting the flock. The flock are the human family. We have the right to demand that every leader on the planet be a true shepherd, protecting us rather than destroying us. So the angels who represent the atoms of the universe, protons, neutrons, electrons, the whole universe alive with the power and life of the Most High, comes to the shepherds, tells the shepherds of the birth of Yahushua. The birth of Yahushua represents all of our births, male and female, men and women, all of us born like Yahushua, immaculate birth. We preceded our physical reality. That physical reality preceded by our spiritual energy reality. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 teaches that we knew the Most High, and the Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. This means before consummation, before conception, we had relationship with the Most High. Relationship on both sides. The Most High knew us. We knew the Most High. We interacted with the Most High. We held conversation with the Most High. We received dictation and instructions from the Most High. We knew the Most High before our physical incarnation. So the shepherds go see the birth. We are saying that we must go and see and understand our original birth. That birth, the compilation and constitution of atoms, fire, hydrogen, oxygen. That's you, that's me, that's us. The forces of nature, the atoms and molecules and protons and neutrons enveloping the wombs of our mothers, coming from the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, from our fathers. So you had that whole reality told in Luke chapter 2. But this is your and my and our birth. And then when you get to verse 21, after 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, or Yahushua in the African Hebrew, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived, before he was conceived, before he was conceived in the womb. This is to teach us, sisters and brothers, that every child had pre-physical incarnate reality before conception. Just like Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 says, every one of us pre-existed our physical reality, and we were named in the spiritual world in that immaculate birth that had nothing to do with a human being. We were named by the Most High and given a mission from the Most High to come into the earth realm to do a job. 8 days were accomplished. The number 8, two circles united together. Circles representing no beginning, no ending, representing eternity, representing that eternal, infinite force of life. Remember what we said about Ha, infinite, and Hahet, finite, all of this working right here in Scripture and working within you and me. The word circumcised, research these words for yourself, has to do with the opening of the male organ to represent opening to receive. When you research the word circumcised, it talks about how we receive instruction by the opening of our lips and our mouths and opening of our minds, opening of our consciousness is what it is teaching us. The circumcision is an African tradition, teaching us of how we must open to receive. If you're uncircumcised Philistine, uncivilized, closed. Now, a closed male organ is susceptible to disease and filth and dirt. So the circumcising of the male organ represents cleaning away dirt, cleaning away disease. Circumcised. This is not just for us to look at a boy, a male child, the human family. Let us circumcise our flesh. Let us spiritually circumcise our hearts. Circumcision of the heart, Paul said, repeating after Moses. Circumcise the heart. Research that in the Old Testament so that we may receive instruction from the Most High. The boy's name was Yahushua. Yahushua is defined as health, wealth, and prosperity. We are called into this earth to bring health, wealth, and prosperity to every human being. It does not make any sense that there is poverty on the planet. Do you remember the laws of God given through Moses to the children of Israel that there were to be no poor people, no poverty in Israel? Well, the whole universe is Israel. The whole universe is permeating with the power to persevere and overcome all obstacles, teaching us that we are empowered to eliminate all that is adverse and against and counter the spirit of life in the universe. No poverty should be anywhere on the planet. Why is there poverty? Because the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families hold control over most of the leadership of the earth. Didn't say all, most, but that control is so strong till a good leader almost, it seems, can't do enough good for the people of that leader because the economic system, trade and commerce, mining corporations, resources, it seems all are controlled by the House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling families. So what is needed is liberty, liberation, and deliverance. This is what Yahushua means. These are the definitions of the word Yahushua, or you say Jesus. But in the African Hebrew, Yahushua. Yahushua is also defined as vengeance. My minister, Louis Farrakhan, speaking on the wheel, is talking about how the Most High wants to take vengeance on the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families by use of the wheel, by use of the wheel of Ezekiel. Whether you like him or don't like him, believe him or don't believe him, the man is warning us all, warning the leaders, and warning ourselves that the Most High is going to take vengeance on all wickedness, all warmongers, all tyrants, all oppressors. So that's Yahushua. We warn ourselves and we clean ourselves. We circumcise ourselves so that we may receive the instruction of the Most High, that we may clean ourselves up from our sins, that we may take on the spirit of Christ and Atum and call the forces of time, energy, and space within ourselves so that we may do the work of the Most High. And when the days of purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him, meaning Yahushua, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. So now, the law, as it is written in the law of Moses, purification, the law of Moses, these laws having to do with freedom and justice and equality, the Sabbath laws having to do with the elimination of all usury, all interest, all slavery, debt slavery, exploitation, the return of all land to the original owner, the setting free of all enslaved. And if someone had to basically sell themselves to you and work for you because of hard times after 6 years, on the seventh year, which is the 7 year Sabbath, you set them free and you give them out of your resources liberally so that they do not have to go through such circumstance again. The laws of Moses. See, Jesus comes to fulfill the law, not do away with the law. The laws of Moses say you give to your sister and your brother liberally. This is original liberalism, not this pump liberalism that they talk about, the Democratic Party. No, they're not liberals. The Most High is liberal with the blessings of the Most High. These are the laws of Moses. These are the laws of the Lord. Also, ecology is in the law. Let the earth rest. Every few years, you let the earth rest. You let the earth rest on the Sabbaths. Year 50 Jubilee, you're dealing with total freedom, total justice, total equality. The laws of the Lord say you love the stranger, you love the immigrant, you love the fatherless, you love the widows, you help sisters and brothers who are immigrants and traveling and have lost their land, their wealth, and their resources and have been disinherited and disenfranchised, and you help your sister and your brother. That's not just for a little people in some land called Israel. That is teaching the human family how we are to deal with each other. The word Lord here is the same word that is used for the Caesar, because we are rebelling against Caesar and we are saying that the Most High is our Lord. The Most High is our master. These leaders have destroyed the human family, destroyed and made oppressing, made oppression, created oppression to oppress the oppressed. So these leaders are not our lords. We reject Caesar. We reject the house of Rothschild and Oppenheimer. We say the Most High is our Lord and Master. The Most High takes care of us. It says, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. This is not dissing the female. This is showing us that every child is holy. This is showing us, when you research the word holy, it has to do with the word that is normally reserved for the Holy of Holies, the sanctuary, the church, the temple, the tabernacle. This word, when you check the Hebrew and the Greek, is usually reserved for the deities, gods and goddesses, the Most High, and is reserved for leaders such as Caesars and presidents and prime ministers and so on. But we said every child is holy. Every human being should be revered and loved and respected. Every human being has dignity. Every human being should have respect. We are turning against the teachings of the system, which teach us that we should hate one another. This is the problem in Syria. This is the problem in Sudan, South Sudan, Central African Republic. This is the problem all over the earth. We as poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow, and white, we must see each other as holy. We must see each other as individuals who are deserving of love, honor, and respect. No longer kill your sister and your brother because some leader said pick up a gun and kill your sister and your brother. No. The solution is we as masses of poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, put down our weapons, cease to kill one another, cease to follow after the dictates of leadership that say join the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Special Forces, CIA, FBI, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, whatever. Put down your weapons. Cease to kill one another. And you'll see the leadership will have no power. So every child is holy. Every human being is holy. Every human being should be seen as a saint. Now, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, teacher of peace, double peace, founded in peace. This peace from the teachings of Africa, this teaching has to do with a peace that allows us to deal with disharmony, to deal with chaos, national peace. What is it in the United States of America causing Democrats and Republicans to be at each other's throats? So Atum, the spirit of Atum, brings order out of chaos, brings peace out of enmity, brings tranquility, harmony out of turbulence and chaos. And the word peace, having to do with being exempt from the havoc of war. That means we must become diplomats. We must study diplomacy. We must study how to bring true and lasting peace to the nations, because we must get back to the waters of noon, that time of tranquility, that time of peace, where there were no boundaries, no barriers, all are one. Yes, we are many. Yes, we are separate, but we are connected. Remember Atum, separate but connected to Ptah. So we are separate, but we are connected, and we are working in harmony and calling the forces of nature and the universe to come together within ourselves so that we may produce true tranquility and true harmony, so that we may live in accord with the force of life in the universe. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.